Think the stock market rout is over? Investors are simply buying the dip. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 9th day of September. Thanks for being here. Jobs added, unemployment rate down, but how to get millions back to work? Well, maybe the new Amazon Jobs program might help. Marty McFly, your truck is being made. Folks leaving the city for the burbs, is it good for DIY? Maybe. The Wall Street Report, we've got that coming, and comfy clothing. For the interview, you'll meet Iowa State Senate candidate Sarah Trone Garriott on issues that go well beyond Iowa. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, there were champagne corks popping on Wall Street today, but the celebration may be premature as investors are buying on the dip. Stocks rallied today and the NASDAQ bounced back after its fastest 10% decline ever as investors looked for bargains among beaten-down tech and momentum names. But strategists say it seems more likely the market has not yet hit bottom, and stocks could be in for a choppy mode for quite some time as investors focus on the election and the economy. Historically, the market has been a weak performer in September, and stocks could stay under pressure for a while, even while there are some rallies. I'll share all the numbers from today in just a bit. Last month, the U.S. added 1.3 million jobs, and the unemployment rate tumbled to 8.4%, which, while still seriously high, isn't as bad as the 14.7% we saw back in April. But, there is a but. You see, the real question is, how will America get its total number of 13.6 million unemployed people back to work? Well, we can start with these numbers. A report covering the last day of July indicated the total number of job openings rose by 617,000 to 6.6 million. That's a lot of open jobs. It's actually a strong number, but questions remain about whether the jobs can actually be filled. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, job openings rose in multiple industries. The largest increase was 172,000 openings in the retail trade sector. Healthcare and social assistance came in behind that at 146,000 openings, and the construction sector had 90,000 job openings. As for where the jobs are seeing more openings in the United States, well, that was in the South and here in the Midwest. There's been a long-standing debate about whether a job opening really means that a job can be filled. Some jobs that involve hard labor are hard to fill even in the worst economies. Some job openings may pay less than people are willing to make for that position. If a job is open across the country, a person might not be able to relocate to fill that job. And with some jobs, it's just hard to find any qualified candidates to fill the opening. So before we pop champagne corks on the unemployment number, we've got to think about all sides of the spectrum. Speaking of jobs, though, this in today, Amazon is hiring like crazy. The e-commerce giant says it has thousands of job vacancies, with pay for many positions rising into six figures. Amazon has 33,000 corporate and technology jobs currently open across the country. That's what the company said today, touting a virtual career day that's going to happen on September 16, where people can learn more about the positions. The average those jobs will offer in total annual compensation is, get this, $150,000, including salary and stock awards. The company also plans to announce soon it's hiring for thousands of additional hourly positions. Amazon said anyone can take part in its upcoming jobs event by registering and booking an appointment online with an Amazon recruiter, 1,000 of which will be available to conduct 20,000 career coaching sessions in a single day. Once again, that date for the event is going to be September 16. Meanwhile, UPS will hire 100,000 extra drivers, driver helpers, and package handlers for the holiday season. All that hiring starts in October. The holiday surge in package volume will start in October as coronavirus upends retail. Usually, the peak season begins not until November. The temporary employees who will work from October to January will mostly serve as package handlers, drivers, and driver helpers. In previous years, however, more than a third of UPS seasonal workers have stayed on with the company full-time. Today, we learned that General Motors and Nikola are teaming up to work on the Nikola Badger. That's a fully electric and hydrogen fuel cell electric pickup truck. You heard that right. Hydrogen fuel cells. The partnership gives General Motors an 11% stake in the startup. GM will also get the right to nominate one director to Nikola's board. On that news, Nikola shares rose more than 33% in morning trading. GM already has electric pickups and SUVs nearing production, including the GMC Hummer EV and the Cadillac Lyriq. The Badger truck will share most of its engineering with those vehicles. Now, Nikola had been developing the truck on its own, but the company decided to rely on GM's engineering. Think of it as a shortcut to production. The Badger will be available in 2022, while GM's first electric trucks are expected late next year. Hydrogen fuel cells. Marty McFly, your truck is ready. Wells Fargo has weighed in on the large number of people relocating from urban areas into the burbs, saying that this shift could drive long-term DIY home improvement sales. That could benefit retailers like Home Depot and Lowe's and auto-focused retailers like Carvana and AutoZone. In the research note, Wells Fargo senior equity analyst Zachary Fadum says that cities have lost their luster as people look for more space for working and learning at home, and aspects of city life from public transit to high-end restaurants are either unavailable or unappealing, especially now. U.S. stocks booked sharp gains today, snapping a three-day sell-off that just yesterday drove the NASDAQ composite into correction at the fastest pace in history. Today, the NASDAQ posted its largest one-day point and average gain since Wednesday, April 29th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 439 points, or 1.6%, to end at 27,940, while the S&P 500 closed at 3398, an increase of 67 points, or 2%. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 293 points, 2.7%, to finish at 11,141. So what drove the markets? Well, buying in the dip was one issue for investors. The other was that work from home may be with us for a while, and for that, we need technology, and for that, well, NASDAQ was a win. Meanwhile, the global death toll edged towards 900,000, and a trial for a potential COVID-19 vaccine being developed by AstraZeneca was put on hold when a person suffered a medical illness, and nobody is saying exactly what that might be. In politics, a new book by journalist Bob Woodward suggests that President Donald Trump deliberately tried to underestimate the severity of the coronavirus pandemic in public briefings. It's all based on a series of interviews Woodward conducted with Trump, and it's on tape between December and July of this year. And just think, it's just Wednesday. Finally, there is this. You know, all that staying home, cooking, baking, snacking, you know. Well, good news from the comfort clothing arena. Lululemon Athletica has announced plans to sell bigger sizes as the athletic and leisure wear giant looks to expand its customer base. The Canadian retailer will soon sell clothes up to size 20, compared to what they're doing right now, which is size 14, after being criticized for body shaming in previous years. Lululemon also reported surprise revenue growth despite the challenges to stores posed by the pandemic as consumers stuck working and exercising at home rushed to buy online to get comfy clothing, like what I'm wearing. Right this minute, as a matter of fact. All right, stay with us and click ahead. A hyper-local story that really, or should be, a national story. You'll meet Sarah Trone Garriott, who's running for the Iowa State Senate. She'll share a bit about who she is and then dive into several issues that impact people not only in her Senate district, but across the state and nation. Sarah Trone Garriott, coming up next.